7:47 our time, our temperature 66 degrees on a Wednesday, June the 26th, 2019. It is time for Community Matters, brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit, Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems. It is the last Wednesday of the month, which means it's time to be joined by the city manager of Beloit, Jason Raby, to tell us what's new in the city of Beloit, besides some more rain, it seems like. Although last night kind of skipped us. My oldest son and I were having a fun little argument back and forth. I told him when we went to practice that it was going to miss us. And then all of a sudden, the wind picked up right when practice was over, and that started to cool down. He says, "Oh, it's going to miss us, huh, Dad?" And then we got home, and I said, "Look at this radar, son. You see this? It's going to miss us. It's not my first rodeo, buddy." And he just, you know, just fun banter back and forth. He goes, "Hey, it rained. It sprinkled. I don't constitute that as a rain." Yeah, so... The sky sweated. That's a good one. I like that.
Well, yeah, we were coming down. We kind of came back from a little family trip and we stopped at the World Series game last night and watched that for a while. And then driving down, yeah, it was amazing, the lightning, you know. And I was like, man, is that in Beloit or what? But, you know, all the way from about York, Nebraska down, it was just going crazy on that storm cell. So it was really fun to watch, but you could definitely tell somebody was getting hit with something, you know. But
absolutely. Yeah. Well, how was, I guess let's start there, how has the weather affected things for you in the city and doing various projects?
Yeah, definitely it slowed everything down. You know, I think we kind of have a goal of what we want to get accomplished and some different projects, but the weather will kind of dictate how fast you can get to those. And, you know, even some of the material we use sometimes has to dry out or has to, you know, have a chance to be worked, I guess, in order to be used. And so, especially on our West Main project, that slowed down that down a little bit. And then the other thing that happens is sometimes things break or have problems that take precedent over kind of your planned project, you know. So this year we really wanted, like I said, we wanted to tackle West Main, get that smoothed out, do a lot of work on that. And we still will. But also we wanted to replace a lot of curb. You know, we have a lot of curb. We've always attacked it, but we actually got a new small piece of equipment that should really help us lay down curb even faster, just especially in those small stretches. Mm-hmm. You know, we have a lot of curb downtown that just has, you know, failed over the years, and then on, you know, some of the main drags, I mean, it's everywhere. People can point at that. It's obvious. But so, you know, those are things that we want to get accomplished. But then, you know, because of all the drainage that's happened, it's exposed a lot of weak areas out there and makes things break. And that's not just a phenomenon in Beloit. You know, that's everywhere, you know. And that's right. Even in my own experience, you know, it's, you know, you get these big wet years and you find out what's broken, or you kind of know, hey, this is going to be a problem. And guess what? That storm or that soft ground or those things, it shifts, and then you find out, yep, it is a problem, and it's sooner than I thought, you know. So we have several of those in town. You know, some of those that we're working on, some of those that we're developing a plan. You know, we've again bandaged, but we're trying to figure out, you know, what's the best plan of attack, especially when you talk about drainage. You know, it's a tricky thing because you know, rain frequencies and the amount of rain changes over time and you know, less or more, but you know, it does go in cycles. There's new developments or buildings built or changes in the waterway. Mm-hmm. So when you go replace those structures that have been there for 50, you know, to 100 years, you know, sometimes you think, oh, do I just put the same one back in? Well, that might not be the right situation, but it's kind of that whole butterfly effect that, you know, you replace this one, all of a sudden it could cause a problem upstream or downstream. Right. So it's kind of tricky, actually, but I think there's some opportunity, you know, just with anything. When anything, something breaks or has a problem, then there's always an opportunity to hopefully make it better. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Jason Raby, the city manager of Beloit, our guest today on Community Matters. So what are some of the projects you guys would like to have done, or summer projects or things that are coming up there in the next few months? It's because it is supposed to warm up, supposed to get really hot here at the end of the week and end of the weekend.
Yeah, I think, you know, again, like I said, we'll have that. There's a big drainage project in the south part of town there that we've been working on even last spring or last summer, if everybody remember downtown. Well, that pipe goes all the way down the river, and it had some more problems this fall and or this spring, or early this spring, and again, because of all that rain. It's probably been a ticking time bomb, and we've kind of known about it for a long time, but kind of happened kind of in the city and the railroad area down there, so that's going to be a pretty big project. But again, that's something that you get completed, you hopefully don't have to touch for 100+ years. Yeah. You know, it hasn't been touched for 100 years, you know, and so it probably even longer, really, with the new stuff we're putting in there. So those are things that just have to happen. But, you know, other main big projects that we'd really like to get done are especially, like I said, that West Main project. That's something that we've talked about a little bit, but, you know, it's a road that has, you know, it's, I guess for lack of a better word, it's bumpy, you know, it's rough, it's not ideal, and it has a lot of bad curb in it, and it's been kind of cut up over time. And so from a brick perspective, you know, it's kind of been, you know, really torn up. So, you know, it's not a, don't know if there's really much salvage there, but kind of what we're looking at is kind of a way to give it a new life. So it require a lot of grinding and other type of work, and then putting a thin layer of material over it to smooth it out, and ultimately seal coating it and putting, you know, some new curb, especially on the south side of the road on there. And I think it could be a really nice, you know, just talking with our engineer, this is a really good, you know, cost effective way to really give that road a good ride and a good life, you know. So that'll be another one. And like I said, all the curb throughout town, that's something we really want to get working on. And another thing that we put in for, we'll see if we get, is through KDOT, especially on, you know, we have some shared roads with KDOT, you know, obviously 14 or what we would call, you know, South Hersey there or whatever it is, you know, coming in the south side of town. That's kind of like the North 14 and 8th Street there is kind of all kind of a KDOT-ish road. So what we're able to do is put in for what they call C-CLIP grants and to help with maintenance or repair, replacement. Obviously on that north one, we've done some of that in the past. And we keep trying on that, but it's in still too good a condition for them to want to continue to fix or to, you know, replace that with concrete road, but that'll come. But the south portion, when you come into town there down south of Chautauqua Park and the river, that's gotten pretty rough and fallen apart quite a bit if you've driven that recently. We've done a lot of work on it. You know, we'll put, sit there and patch it and do things, but you have one winter like we had this year, it just blows all apart again. So hopefully we'll have some good word on that and be able to get that. Basically, that'll be a big milling project and put in, you know, I'm going to say it wrong, but several inches, let's put it that way, of asphalt overlay on it. So that road will be, you know, really good to go, hopefully for another, you know, bunch of years. And the nice thing is that's a, don't quote me on this, but that's like maybe a 90-10 or 95-5 or some sort of participation like that. So it's a pretty good, pretty good deal for the local citizens on that. So,
got a meeting tonight?
Yes, sir. Yeah. So we, tonight, June 26th, tonight's 7, it's already June 26th. Yeah. We do have a meeting for that, housing rehab and demo, program that the city's been a participant of in the past, you know, and this one again is if you have a property and we had to really, they've changed the grant over time, of course, they always adjust it and they want to see it more in a designated area, and we hopefully we can replicate this over town. So if we didn't get your area this year, hopefully in the coming year or two or three, we can continue to kind of do this throughout town and just kind of these square blocks. But if you have a property or live in a property or own a property with between Central Avenue on the west side and Lincoln on the east side, and then bordered by 8th Street and 3rd Street on the north and south side. So that's, you know, Central, Lincoln, 8th, and 3rd. We will have a meeting tonight at the City Hall at 7 o'clock. Just kind of an informational. You can get your application, get it filled out, and, you know, find out what the requirements are and what the little rules and regulations are on it, and hopefully be able to participate in it. So that'll be at the municipal building, 7 o'clock tonight, and we'll have a sign, but it'll be downstairs in one of the meeting rooms. So
is the deadline to apply tonight, or do they have more time?
No, they have more time, but you know, obviously, you know, it's kind of a, I would say there is a scoring side on the rehab side, but I think, you know, the sooner you can get your application in, the better for yourself, you know, especially on the demo side. So
Yeah, and what else is going on before we let you?
Well, nothing really. You know, and we talked about this for. Well, I shouldn't say nothing really. There's a lot going on, but trying to figure out what's the best thing to talk about here. But you know, obviously, continuing to move forward on the water thing. We're working on you know, that sidewalk program through the state funded that is getting rebid in July. The bid came in high in May, so if people are wondering where that's at, that's still coming. And then I think the really exciting thing that's going on, and especially from an economic development standpoint, I think you saw it with the eight-man game. You know, we keep pushing that, and I think it's always been a great thing for our community. But, you know, this year and hearing from the hotels and everything, I mean, it was a lot of people stay. They changed some of the programming. Yeah. I think, you know, you were a part of that and,
awesome.
And really had a lot of people stay at the hotels. And so that just shows you how that can be an economic engine. So we had some community, you know, we have some interns we've been talking about here in town and really helping us, you know, how do we leverage not only the Chautauqua Park area, but our sports complex area. And then obviously there's another intern with the Solomon Valley Economic Development that's helping us with signage and different things too. So there's a lot there, but I'm going to talk about the one with the city, and she's working on, like I said, Chautauqua Park and the sports complex. So there's going to be more coming out about that. I think, you know, I think there's some different people. I think, you know, you're helping on the sports complex one. And as you see in other communities, those could be real economic engine, you know, drivers for our community. So absolutely. We've got a lot of good pieces. So it's like, how do we leverage that for, you know, affordably?
Yeah, right.
And make it like that, you know, where we're bringing in people like that or bringing in tournaments or teams or whatever it is. And you see the, you know, the trickle effect of what that does for your hotels and restaurants, but also for the other businesses. When these people drive by, it's like, oh, I didn't know they had, you know, this widget manufacturer or this other, you know, this whatchamacallit, mm-hmm. vendor. And so I think that can be really good. So we'll have more information coming out about that. That's still kind of in the design process with all the different stakeholders. But sometime the end of July, we'll have kind of a community open house for it, and we'll get that out to everybody mm-hmm. so that people can come and see kind of what the next steps are, and hopefully kind of yeah. a really an actionable plan to make some of these changes.
Yeah, so, that'd be awesome. Well, there's yeah. lots of exciting things going on, no question, and it'll continue to be busy, and things will warm up, and you'll be able to get some of the other
yeah.
stuff done a little
yeah.
bit quicker.
It's getting there, yeah. I mean, it is. Now it's just going full board, and there's just always something. So,
oh, yeah.
yeah, just
absolutely.
Slow it down at the beginning.
It's kind of like when you're at home and yep. your wife says to do this,
yeah.
and there's always another project after that one. You think, hey, I get this one done. It's all good.
Yeah.
No, there's more coming yeah. down the line. No
always
question.
More. Yep, that's right.
Jason Reavis, City Manager of Beloit, thanks for the time. We appreciate it as always, and we'll talk again next month.
All right, thank you.
7:58 is our time, 66 degrees. Community Matters brought to you by the First National Bank of Beloit, Mitchell County Hospital Health Systems.